bale? Would you call it a bale?
A bale.
Yeah.
What sort of animals did you have on the farm?
Well, we had mostly cows and horses and hogs, and had a few goats.
You said that you use your barn mostly for keeping your cows and horses.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any special shelter for cows, maybe to put them when it's raining other than the barn?
Well, nothing but a small one that we didn't, because like when we went to the cow pen to milk, we'd have just a shed and a trough where you could get the cow. The stall, cow stall, if you wanted it. Didn't have a stall.
What about a special place where just horses are kept? What would you call that?
Well, we called it the barn mostly, and then we had stalls in them.
Have you ever heard it called just a stable?
Yes, stable, yeah.
Would you say a stable's more a place where you'd have just horses and nothing
else?
Yeah,
it would be.
Yeah.
It's referred more to the horse and mule.
And you said that you kept your cows in the cow pen when you were going to milk them.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a place that you pen up cows until you got a lot of manure in there, and then you could use it for growing crops? Any special name for that?
Compost. What we called it. Yeah, we used to have to take the dropping and throw it in a corner of a pile in the cow pen, and they did the mule barn that we had.
What'd you call the place where you kept your hogs and your pigs?
The hog pen, and is what we called it. I've heard it called the parlor, hog parlor, or pig parlor.
Is that right?
But I didn't hear it called. I got grown. They called it the pig pen, the hog pen.
Hog parlor sounds a little fancy to me.
Yeah, I never heard it called that until they got the roller bell come along and had them show them how to do everything.
What was that? Is a hog pen open, or does it have a shelter?
I believe had them both ways. But it'd just be a flat top most of the time.
Yeah. You'd call it a hog pen whether it had a shelter or not. What do you call the kind of farm where strictly milk cows are raised?
Dairy.
What about, before you had a lot of refrigeration, where did people keep their milk and butter, to keep them cool?
Well, they had good many of them would carry it to a spring if there's a spring handy, and they'd let it down in the well in a container, and then out in the country, if you're close enough, had ice right there. They called it the ice box. They'd take it in there, put the ice in there, and then set the milk inside of it.
Have you ever heard that referred to as a dairy?
Milk dairy. Yeah, I've heard it called a dairy.
And the place where you let your cows and other animals graze, you'd say they're out in the
pasture.
Did you say that you raised cotton?
Yeah,
What type of work did you do? What type of work did you have to do when you raised cotton?
Well, you'd have to break your land and then plant your cotton and then bar it off and chop it and hoe it and side it, run the middle, and then way back, Jonathan, when I first know anything about cutting.